These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
In today's reality of living during a pandemic, supply chain disruptions, high inflation, geopolitical tensions, and a higher ethical code of social governance and diversity, compassionate leadership is needed more than ever. I am Michelle Corradetti, past president of the Rotary Club of Medford and incoming assistant governor for Area 10 in Southern Oregon. I recently had the pleasure of chatting with Jeff Davis on his upcoming breakout session on compassionate leadership at our upcoming district celebration conference. Who is Jeff Davis?
Who is Jeff? So I live and work in Corvallis, Oregon, happily married. For 31 years, my son Winton in his 20s, my wife Diane, and I work as an administrator. I'm the regional director for Benton County, for Lynn Benton Community College, and I'm a fourth generation Oregonian.
A fourth generation Oregonian, that's a story in and of itself. Please tell us more.
My great-grandparents came here from, they were Welsh and Swiss immigrants, and learned about Oregon on brochures and decided this would be a great place to raise a family, to start communities, to start businesses. And so we kind of found a home there.
Not only is Jeff a leader in his community of Corvallis, he is also a leader in Rotary. He is the past president of the Greater Corvallis Rotary Club, is a Paul Harris Fellow, and a member of the Polio Plus Society. So why is compassionate leadership important to Jeff?
I think it's reflective of my personal journey and throughout my career in roles of leadership. And I started out with a very orthodox sort of upbringing and background. My two grandfathers were farmers, family-owned farms. My dad was in manufacturing and heavy construction. And I learned some kind of old school things about how you lead. And I guess they wouldn't use leadership as much as management. And when I say old school, kind of very gender normative, those sorts of things. I got into the human services and education in my late 20s. And I had the good fortune of working with a succession of very effective, very caring women who taught me a whole different way of leading. And it permeated into things like how we budget, how budgets reflect values, and how values should value the whole person who may have a family, maybe from a different background or have a different surname that's difficult to pronounce, and how it's important that we welcome in. We don't have the luxury in this day and age of overlooking anyone that can contribute to our workplaces, our businesses, our communities. And so that's kind of how my evolution has aligned with this topic, I think. A focus on relationships and attention to listening and to supporting other people. It also involves enabling those that we lead to feel valued, to feel respected and cared for, so that each of them can reach their potential and do their best work. And I should add here, when I use the word work, it's not just talking about our day jobs. We're also talking about the other things that we do in addition to that. Especially, this will be very familiar to Rotarians, the service and volunteerism that we do to make our communities better places to live and to work. So I believe that our session, while it could have implications for our work lives, it'll be useful not only back at the office, but in other things that we're involved with in Rotary.
Rotary and leadership go hand in hand.
If you want to access the leadership of our community, it's not necessarily in City Hall or the City Council or the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, lots of fine folks there doing great work. But if you go to the five Rotary clubs in our immediate area, if you want to get something done, like get a Rotary shelter built, or do a massive holiday drive-through event for kids that serves something like 5,000 families, you don't call City Hall, you call Rotary. And I think these times call for us as Rotarians to look to be that kind of help that Mr. Rogers talked about. Where is the help coming from? It's coming from Rotarians and from Rotary clubs.
I want to thank Jeff Davis for taking the time to speak with me on his upcoming breakout session, Compassionate Leadership. That is just one of many topics you can experience at the District Celebration Conference, April 28th, 29th, and 30th. And I would also like to thank the Free Music Archive and KETSA for their musical score.
There'll be a few surprises that haven't been part of any District Celebration and Conference before, but you'll miss it if you don't show up. So I want to encourage everyone to register, and I look forward to meeting people that I've only known through Zoom. It's going to be a great event.
Thank you for joining me on the Voices of Rotary.
Hey, Rotarians, District Governor Jerry Kasanovic here, asking you to step up to the plate to enjoy 3 full days of in-person fellowship in Corvallis. We all know that the pandemic limited our opportunities in the last couple of years, but now we can meet, enjoy some golf, the annual Rotary Club Assembly, and a very engaging celebration conference. As a bonus, you're going to love attending the first ever Rotary Street Party on Friday night, complete with fun activities and a live band. It's going to create lasting memories for all. Rotarians, it's time to celebrate and enjoy Rotary Fellowship. Hope to see you at the end of April.